This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Welcome, America! That's right. It's always about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know that yourself. Tell you, we all back in the studio now. We're, straight from Market Week. ASD Market Week is the inventor lady herself. She's back behind Master Control in the studio. Welcome, Miss Rita, straight from the ASD Market Week. How you doing, Rita?
Oh, we're doing fine, kind of recovering, but holy cow, that didn't last very long because we have had more business calls and more of our inventors call and say, hey, I've got this guy calling me. What do I do? It was an amazing week. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, you had some amazing interviews that we did from there, and we had a lot of great response when we aired it, and it was just a great time you had.
The buyers there, and it was funny because, you know, the inventors would say, but everybody here is a wholesaler. I said, you are a wholesaler. Oh, I didn't realize that. So it's like, no, wear that wholesaler, you know, hat because you are here. You're trying to sell your product to a buyer for a store that's going to be the retailer. So you are, in essence, the wholesaler. And it's like, oh, my God, I got so much to learn. And so, you know, we would get feedback on it and, you know, price points and interest and some really good ideas on some of the products that were, you know, patent pending. They had prototypes and, you know, the one set, and he's going to be on today, so I'm going to let him tell the story. But just amazing stuff. We had people there selling product. One of the other guys that's going to be on, he was trying to, you know, there was a lot of the final sales of products. They were, you know, getting rid of closeouts. They were doing their closeouts. So he was doing closeouts, but in the process of getting everything to me for his closeouts, he had a couple of other ones that he picked up from us that he wants to license. So it was just amazing. You know, ASD stands for Affordable Shopping Destination. I think that we should convince them to rename it America Stands Determined.
I like that. And I tell you, and this is the first time that we attended the show, right?
It is.
That we broadcast, yeah.
It is, and they were so wonderful to work with. Now, for anybody out there that's got a product, any kind of product, it was amazing, the variety of products they had. They've got another show coming up in August. We will not be going to that one, but as sponsors for the radio show, we told them that we would promote their August show, even though we won't be back until March. So, yes, yeah. They were wonderful. And, oh, people are serious when they go there, Michael. They're buyers. Yeah. They want to buy.
Yeah, they're not tire kickers.
Exactly, it's
they
not
don't kick them tires.
They're not. They're not just looky loos. They're just, you know, they're serious about buying. They've got stores. They've got retail. It was so exciting.
Well, unfortunately, you know, you're going to be in the studio next week for me because I'm going to hop that big bird and go to the National Hardware Show next week. So I'm going to be out there covering that again. And it's a time of year when we have to get out of that studio and Go check out the technologies and check out the technologies of the future, right, Rita?
Right, absolutely. I mean, yeah. This is showtime. And for our inventors, I think one of the most important things that they learned is that face-to-face, everything is still face-to-face. Yeah, we can all do e-commerce, and you know, you can go and buy online and fill an order from the grocery store, but when you're trying to get a product out there, there is nothing that beats the eye-to-eye contact, shaking a hand, seeing their excitement over the new product. And that is what everybody said. It's like, oh my God, it just would not have been the same if we had not been standing here.
Now, tell us a little bit about the show today.
So today we've got some follow-up to ASD, you know, next steps for two of the inventors, and then one is Kevin Cody with FLI Products. Like I said, he had us take products for him that were his closeouts, but he's looking at picking up some additional products now that were our inventors. And so there were a lot of things going on at that show. So we had one gentleman that was just there taking orders. He's going to be on first. Then we had another gentleman that had feedback for his product. He's looking at next steps. Should he manufacture? Is he just going to go into licensing? So everybody was there kind of with a little bit different tilt to their hat. And we learned a lot, enjoyed a lot with the people who were there. It was very educational for a lot of our inventors. So when, you know, when we say we literally signing people up for, you know, next year already for the March 2025, we are. People are saying, I want to be on the list. I want to go again. And the people that we had out there that filled in as sales staff were excellent.
Well, good. And I hope we get some of them exhibitors on the show in the future. I know we're going to be working on them and see if we can get some interviews from them, you know, that from the floor.
Well, our show next week, we're going to focus on, there was a lot of e-commerce going on that had a class for doing e-commerce, and it was 200 people from Amazon wanting to become Amazon sellers. Well, that's not necessarily who you want to use. Amazon is very predatory these days. So our expert next week is going to be selling on TikTok Shop. And okay. She's going to work with people on how do you go in and buy products there? Why is it a better platform? And then two of our inventors that are on are ones that are doing e-commerce right now. I know that Jenny Salimi, she's been on the show before, but she had her first wholesale sale ever. And wow. She was so excited. But she is using now, you know, some of the e-commerce, and we were, you know, hit pretty hard with Amazon, and everybody said, wait a minute, but it has become very predatory. There's a lot of fees involved for inventors, so there are other options, and that's what we're going to talk about next week.
Well, good. Well, I know we're going to keep putting it out there, and if you are, like you said, if you're thinking about an idea, or if you have a product, or regardless of which stage of the project you're in, give us a call, right? Because we
absolutely
can help you.
Absolutely.
I keep telling you, I hope we can get these entrepreneurs and inventors and all these brainchild people, and I hope we can get to them before they spend all their money. You know, they ain't got no money because they wasted. Because they wasted all their money.
Exactly. I had inventors coming up to me. I mean, we always did when we went to the National Hardware Show, have inventors come around. I didn't know that it would be the same way at ASD, but there were a ton of inventors who came up and said, can you help me? How do we get, you know, our product into the marketplace? Can I come with you next year? And ASD was very supportive of that being the innovation. There was no other innovative area at the show. And it's a three-floor show. It's huge. And so with us there now, is being the Innovation Award, and we're going to be doing that in the next couple of weeks, where we'll have the people who won the Innovation Award on as the winners and be able to talk about their products. So, yay!
Right.
I hear the music!
All right! I got you trained, man! You're like
a
trained seal, man! You're like a trained seal!
Oh, woo, yes!
Woo. That's the music!
I get to dance around and eat some Cajun food. Yay!
Yeah, I tell you. All right, if you just join us, we are broadcasting back in the studios. This is Home Talk USA radio program. This is the Invent America part of our show. You're listening to the Inventor Lady herself, along with the Cajun contractor, Michael King. What a duo. What a combination, I tell you. But stay tuned. We're going to be right back with our guests, our topics. Stay tuned right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network at GCNLive.com. We'll be right back.
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com. One of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country.
Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back. That's right, we are broadcasting from the studios of the Home Improvement Broadcasting Studios in the Big Easy. This is Home Talk USA. This is the Invent America part of our show. Rita, who's our first guest?
Our first guest today is John Hagerman. He invented mobile, and I'm going to have him tell you what it is exactly. But John was at the ASD Market Week with us, and he had a great show. He was in a great spot with the Invent America inventors. And John, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for going to the show with us, and thank you for being with us today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you very much, Rita.
And so, you know, I was joking around. I said, well, you better be careful what you say. I might didn't get you, convince you to come back with us again next year. But you were able to be there and take orders. Not all of the inventors could take orders. Tell our listeners a little bit about mobile, what it is, and then, you know, share that experience of why being face-to-face is so valuable.
I'll be happy to. Mobile is the name came about because it's a mobile bowl, primarily for pets, for people that are active, for example, with their dogs. And it's a very, very lightweight pouch and bowl. The pouch or the bowl folds up and fits inside this little pouch. The pouch has a Velcro strap on it to be attached to the dog's collar, harness, or leash. Ladies especially like it because it fits neatly in their purse, and it only weighs, bowl and pouch, 1.7 ounces.
So amazing.
It holds 2 cups of water or food, and people really like it because of its simplicity. And so, and yes, we were able to take some orders. I wish there had been more pet stores there. But I did make some very, very interesting contacts at the show, especially for international sales, and found a new use for our product. So overall, I would say successful.
Yeah, I have some additional order forms printed because people were taking them, which is always a good sign. If they walk away without it, you know, they're not going to fill it out. But you did have, and I think almost everybody there had some suggestions on either different industries to sell in, improvements, especially when they just had prototypes. I know the one thing that I found amazing about your bowl was actually how sturdy it is. So, you know, for a big dog that's going to hit it, and you know, it doesn't knock over.
No, it doesn't.
It's pretty much, you know, it flexes, but it doesn't tip over and spill. You've done an amazing job at getting that thing anchored correctly in its weight.
Yes.
For, you know, what, 1.5 ounces or this thereabouts? You know, it's a good size. I could use it with my Huskies. And I think that's where, you know, when we talk about virtual, you know, you don't get to see it like you were demoing it.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And you know, being face-to-face with the customer, what I enjoy doing is showing them the bowl inside the pouch, showing them the Velcro strap, and then opening up and asking them to hold out their hand. And when they do, I set the bowl in their hand, and it just pops. And most of the time, it frightens them a little bit.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
And they oh my gosh, this thing just pops right up and it pulls back down. And they're just amazed at how easy it is to work with.
Well, I know that, you know, when we take our dog somewhere and they are actually drinking water out of the McDonald's cup, I would much rather have the mobile for them to drink out of.
Yes.
So it makes total sense. It's a good product. The other avenue that you're considering was a very interesting one as well.
Yes, I had a lady stop by who has her own business, but she's also, I guess, the president of this government agency in San Diego that feeds the homeless. And she said to me, you are the needle in the haystack I've been looking for. And they want to purchase these bowls and pouch for the homeless to feed them. Because right now, apparently, it's paper, styrofoam, whatever. And my guess is it probably doesn't see the landfill. And this way, these unfortunate people will have this with them all the time and make it a lot easier to provide meals for these people. And talking with some other people, they think this could really catch on, especially going up the coast, whether it's to L.A., San Francisco, Seattle, a lot, you know, even some of the Midwest countries, the Mexican border. So I think we have a whole new avenue of being able to get this bull out there for different types of applications. I know hikers love our bull because it is so lightweight. And the nice thing that hikers have told me about it is that after they reconstitute their dehydrated food and finish the meal in the bowl, they turn it inside out and lick it clean to provide them with all the nutrients necessary, because on a hike, that's what's very, very important is the nutrients.
Absolutely, absolutely. And see, there might have been, you know, God works in mysterious ways, you know. If you'd been at a different show, you wouldn't have met that person, and you could have missed this whole opportunity.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
I know, right? So you were there for a reason, John. And I want to thank you so much for being on today. We are going to take a quick break here and go pay some bills and offer a huge thank you to GCN Network for being our home and the father of Invent America, Michael King himself. So stay with us. We've got another guest coming up, and we will be right back.
Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA News Update. ISIS claiming responsibility for a massive terrorist attack at a concert hall near Moscow. Five gunmen shooting and killing at least 60 people, more than 145 others injured in the attack. Disturbing video posted online showing the five gunmen in military uniforms shooting at civilians with automatic weapons as other people are screaming and running for cover. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby telling reporters,
"There is no indication at this time that Ukrainians were involved in a shooting.
Now, the Russian rock band called Picnic was about to take to the stage to start playing at the sold-out show. The five terrorists also throwing explosives in the building, which started a massive fire. Russian media says none of the venue's security guards had guns and may be among those who were killed. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow had warned Russian authorities of a possible terrorist attack 2 weeks ago. Laura Winters, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us for this segment of Invent America. We are talking right now to Chuck Vaughn. He went with us to ASD Market Week. His wife, Andrea, is the inventor of the Pet Traveler on Wheels, but she was not able to be there, so he went. Oh, Chuck, you were an amazing part of the team. Thank you so much for being there.
Yeah, well, thank you. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
Tell our listeners about Pet Traveler on Wheels.
Well, this product came about as a result of some visits to a kennel that we go to fairly regularly. And the lady would ask us to put all the individual meals into a Ziploc bag, label it. And so last year we went away for about a week. And so we're carrying this satchel full of all these Ziploc bags. And it just got us thinking on our drive to South Carolina. It's like, there must be a better way. So that got the wheels turning.
Isn't that the mother of all invention? There must be a better way?
Yes.
Yeah. I hear that so often from inventors. It's like, well, I was doing this, and I figured there's got to be a better way.
And it evolved over time, but it over a couple of weeks of talking about it and being away from home, it gave us a chance to sort of think it through.
Excellent, excellent. So, being at the show, you got a lot of feedback because you had, you know, the one really beautiful prototype, so it did show very well. People get it instantly. Almost everybody's got a dog or a cat, and everybody needs to have dog care, cat care come somewhere. So, what did you learn? What were some of the suggestions that people gave you?
Well, there were a couple of design suggestions and things that I had thought about as well. And Andrea and I were working on this in our basement. But what we had to do for the prototype, of course, was to make something presentable to convey the idea right away, as you said. So I think the approach of materials would be a little different. So that was one suggestion or a couple of suggestions that we received for it. And one company in particular came up with some ideas that could improve upon what we had done. But they liked the idea very much, and we got a lot of positive feedback. I was very pleased with the responses we received.
Well, and for a lot of inventors, when you go to the show and you've got, you know, one or two prototypes, and there were several of you there who just had the prototypes in your hand, it gives you that opportunity to get some ideas, to get the feedback, so that you say, oh, let's think about doing it this way. And then you're not so far along in the intellectual property that you cannot make changes to it, which is kind of where you guys are. You know, you can file a CIP. You can be able to say, all right, are we covered under this? Before you get into, you know, if you decide to do a short-run manufacturing or you license it, and then the licensee looks at what you filed and they say, this isn't going to cover it. So you're at a good spot.
Yep, and I thought it was good time for us. It was a bit of a rush to get it ready, but I think it all came together fairly well. And then we got the responses that we were hoping for, I think, and hoped for. But I think there's going to be some good ideas for improvement, and definitely that'll be something we can incorporate if we need to do a CIP.
So what's next for you guys?
Well, I think primarily is to follow up with a couple of the companies that expressed some serious interest and at least curiosity about the product. And I think a licensing agreement would be probably preferred at this point in time. We don't have the resources to go out and manufacture on our own at this point, but you know, that's certainly one of the options.
Well, and that's, you know, when you talk about the resources, even for some inventors who do have the resources, there's a whole skill set that is involved. You know, manufacturing is a full-time job. All right, well, marketing is a full-time job. And, okay, so which one of those are you going to deal with? And, oh, yeah, marketing is different than selling, which is also a full-time job. And so when I get inventors and say, oh, I just want to start a company, well, are you going to be the CEO of the company or the chief marketing officer of the company or, you know, chief manufacturing officer of the company? Which one are you going to do and who are you going to fill in? Because they are all going to want a piece of you, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that makes a lot of sense, too. And there's certain portions of that I think we would like to be involved with, perhaps, but it just sort of depends on how it all unfolds.
Well, and that's the fun part about, you know, going into licensing. A lot of times you get to pick the good parts to still participate in. You know, you're always in charge of the product design or any improvements. You can still go to shows and show the product, which is what most inventors want to do, is to be able to talk about it. I had one gentleman that licensed his product years ago, so he was going to get a royalty on everyone sold, but the company hired him to be a salesman as well, and they paid him to drive back across the country in his RV because it was an RV product. And so he was a happy duck. You know, he was getting ready to retire from his day job and started, you know, it's like, well, I plan on driving my RV across the country anyway, and now I get paid to do it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, you know, a lot of inventors still get to participate. You can pick and choose. Some say, you know what, I want to go to the beach. Don't bother me. And so then there's others that say, no, I enjoy this, and I want to be part of it. One of the other ladies that did Disposal Genie years ago, she went to the trade shows and had a grand time selling the product, even though she had licensed it to Danco, who was putting it all in all the Home Depots and Lowe's in North America.
That's amazing. Yeah, it was a really well-run convention. Particularly, I appreciate the organization and effort that you had for the group that was there as well.
Well, thank you. I do enjoy it, and, you know, over the years, learned a lot of things the hard way about getting, you know, set up and how expensive it is, and it costs to breathe oxygen, almost. You know, it's like, oh, you get one badge, but you got to pay for the rest of them. Oh, yeah, you can hook up one device for lead retrieval, but you got to pay for all the rest of them. And it's like, holy cow, you just need to have an open bank account and a big credit card to keep getting things moving in the right direction.
It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. You guys really did a good job on coordinating.
Well, thank you. And we're going again next year. So, you know, if you get to the point where you've got some of those made, or even if you're selling, we would love to have you again because you're an awesome part of the team. You might be able to convince your wife to come out, too.
Well,
leave early. Drive.
Hope to do.
So anyway, everybody, thank you so much for listening. We have got our industry expert coming up in just a few minutes. Thank you for being with us. And stick by, because Kevin Cody has got a different perspective, because he had some closeouts there, and he was also going after some new products. So stick with us. We will be right back.
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
To Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, America, thanks for joining us on Invent America, because America invents. And we enjoy helping all of these inventors learn the right way to do things, save your money, treat every dollar like it might be your last one, because you never know, and take the steps, do them wisely, and get that product out there. So if you've got questions, get in touch with me, Rita@InventorLady.com. It is easy. You can also do admin@invent-america.com, or you could just go to the website and shoot over the form, and I am happy to get back to you because it's going to drop right into my email box. So we can answer the questions, but for everybody else out there who isn't a consumer, oh yeah, we all are, support the American Inventor by going to the website. They're all posted on our website, invent-america. So, you know, take a look, order your favorites. And with that, I want to introduce Kevin Cody. He had products at the show, but under a little bit different umbrella from the rest of our inventors, but some interesting steps in all of that. So, Kevin, thanks so much for being with us today. Tell our folks a little bit about FLI products and, you know, kind of the role that you were playing with your products out there.
Sure. Well, we're a small company. We come along, other small companies come alongside other small companies and help them develop plans and products and marketing and branding and all sorts of other things that they may need for their products. And so this particular show was one that we wanted to take some of the products that we've had available and see what the price elasticity was. In other words, we wanted to know where our products fall in the competitive marketplace if we weren't getting the traction that we expected that we should. And this is a great kind of show to be able to do that with, because the exposure has a broad range of potential customers, and the pricing that people are looking at are things that they're dealing with to compare against the competition. And sometimes we get blindsided, you know, with expectations of what a price should retail, what a product should retail at, but sometimes don't always know.
Yep, absolutely. And there's nothing like talking to another professional. And it was, you know, we've mentioned it that, you know, a lot of inventors says, well, everybody around here is a wholesaler. Yes, so are you. And so they don't even sometimes realize the role that they're playing now in this serious buying marketplace. And the, you know, ASD Market Week, affordable shopping destination, we want to change it to be, you know, America stands determined and get these products out there, because one of the companies that was really interested in some of your products is Made in America. So we handed him all the flyers that said Made in America, and I will send you his contact and name. But another one was a gentleman that's based here in Tennessee, and just like you are. And they buy closeouts, and so he took flyers for everything, and then you know, took the sell sheet for you. So you may end up hearing from Alex, is his name, but I'll send you that information as well. So it's, you know, in the process of you know, figuring out, you know, we've got inventors that are really early stages and they're looking at price points, and then, you know, where you've got inventory and you're looking for, you know, kind of that balance. Are we still in the right spot?
Exactly. And, you know, that's one of the quandaries that an awful lot of inventors in particular end up asking themselves at some point along the process, which is, how is the product that I'm introducing to market actually going to compete against other products that may function similarly, aren't the same in terms of their features and benefits, but may function similarly or be of a similar solution to another product, that consumers will need to know how the effective value is against your product. And one of the things that I learned early on in my retail world career was, oftentimes we have to price products to the market and not to our manufacturing cost.
Exactly.
And that's when it gets really down into the dirty, nitty-gritty of pricing.
Well, we're going to get you back on to talk more about that, and you better be careful. One of these days I'll have you as a sponsor. Thank you so much for being with us today. We're going to get on, because that is a topic I'm going to add to my list, because you're absolutely right, and we talk about the multiple of five all the time. Thank you so much, Kevin, for being with us.
You're very welcome.
Stick with us, folks, as we wrap up this hour of Invent America. We'll be right back.
Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches. They kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us today. We would like to thank our sponsors. Kicker Design. Kicker Design was at ASD Marco Week. We got to see them, visit with them. They got to see some of the products that they've created, which is always really fun for an attorney or a manufacturer to see the finished product actually on sale someplace and people interested in it. So we want to thank them for being there. And we also want to thank Product Quick Start, because we actually had several of the inventors there who had used Product Quick Start. So if you're out there and you need a tried and true service provider, shoot me over an email. I am more than happy to send it to you. If you've got questions about inventing, join us at the Inventor Roundtable meetings. They're free. And if you are an inventor and you'd like to be on the radio, fill out that form and send it to me, because it is free to be on the radio as well and promote your product. We are happy to get them out there. So thanks, everyone, and America, as sponsors in general, by being a consumer. You are awesome, and we cannot do this without you going and looking for those products and saying, hey, I want mobile. Hey, I want to get my hands on Eco Dripper. Hey, I want to get my hands on the Brazzle. Oh, those are cool products. So go to our website and check them out, everybody. Talk to you next week.
Home Talk USA with Michael King is produced by Home Talk Media in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Spera. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Prolific Arts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Products, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com.
Yay!
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.